Yeah.
What's good, girl?
This is my... Okay, girl.
All right. I snapped, but you can't hear. My fingers
you
are too
did.
Fast.
So, I love this man. I am going to speak from the heart a bit because he is always doing amazing things for other people, and he needs our help now. I'm talking about fashion designer David Joseph. He's always had a big heart, and now instead of making wedding gowns and bedazzled dresses for people like Cher, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Cyndi Lauper, he's making hundreds of handmade medical masks for those who need it most during this time of crisis. If you know David, he's never worked for anyone. Well, he works for everyone. He doesn't work for himself, right, is what I'm trying to say, because he just gives back so much. When the news started spreading about how hospitals were running out of masks, you know, we even had that phone call last week of the yep. person who worked at the Everett Hospital saying, we need masks, like we need medical supplies. We don't have any. David went to a sewing machine and started doing what he knows best, and that's creating and designing. And in just a day, he has made 100 of these masks for hospitals, anyone who needs them. And he plans on making 100 more, but it didn't stop there. People were asking, how do you do it? Because I want to make some at home. I know how to sew. I have a sewing machine that's collecting dust. Let me bring it out. So together, David and I, we made a video on how to do this at home. You can find that at country1025.com right now. If you have a sewing machine, we need you. This is when sewers can unite for a greater purpose to make masks like this, because we're in a shortage. And so I just want to thank David for spearheading this. He's not the only local designer. There are others. Denise Hajar is doing it as well. He needs help. So right now there is a GoFundMe page to have a local company in Fall River manufacture 500,000 masks.
Wow.
They only need $10,000 to make this happen.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Right now, I just looked. The GoFundMe is at $3,318. This is, I never make a plea for stuff like this. I am begging you, if there's anything that you can do to help this cause, I personally would greatly appreciate it. David Joseph has been in my life for a long time. I love him so much, and I love his heart. And all of this information, like I said, can be found on country1025.com. Right on the homepage there, it's called So You're Saying You Want to Help, but So, S-E-W.
Oh, I get why you were saying so. That's why I was saying earlier.
So You Think You Can Help, but yes. Please go to country1025.com.
I'm going to do it right now.
Thank you. Thank you. If you could donate anything to make these masks happen, we greatly appreciate it. So that's your It Feels Good for today. Spread the word and get that sewing machine out.